Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday, honey. Yes, indeed, broadcasting live from the Windy City. It is sunny out, really nice around here in the Windy City, sunny. It's about 60 degrees, a little breezy, but it's really, really nice. Yes, my darlings, we're going to have a great show on today. Got some great music. Independent artist Aaron Knight is on air, and independent artist Taylor Dade got some hot stuff on today. It is October 29th, 2022, 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. I got to push it up to the ATL. Got to push it up to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Go, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver, baby. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, and the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum, baby. Listen, y'all, I don't know what's going on with Steve Gum. He got a lot of stuff going on. He got a lot of irons in the fire. Listen, Steve Gum is really, he's really a nice guy. I'm telling you, he is the boss for when it comes to Gumba Rum. Everybody loves Gumba Rum. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm going to have to fly down to Florida, you know, or fly down to Boston and meet up with Steve and says, hey, let's have a drink together. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something really nice for Steve because he's such a really nice guy. Listen, I'm going to fly down. Don't nobody tell him. I'm going to sneak up on him. I'm rolling him. Listen, I'm going to do a gotcha for Halloween. But on Steve, I'm going to do a gotcha. So listen, I'm going to tell him that I'm coming into Boston and I'm going to have a drink with him. But instead, honey, my darlings, what I'm going to do, it's going to be a walking Gumba Rum bottle. And guess what? It's going to be dressed up to look like Elvira. And she's just going to come out and scare the living hell out of him. Listen, it is going to be a blast. But listen, I got some music on today. I want you guys to do me just a little favor. You know, while you're on Facebook, use keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. And I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, this music is being heard by him. Come on, engineer. Come on, work with me.
Come on.
Come on. Yeah, baby, we rockin'. Listen, I got some hot music. Independent artist Aaron Knight and independent artist Taylor J got some hot music, my darling. Listen, before I get into the music, y'all know sometimes I have to say something about all of these different headlines that come across my screen. You know, this is a live show. You know, it's not pre-recorded. Now, listen, I just saw something. Y'all, I don't know if you guys heard about what happened in Seoul, Korea. Listen, this is by the Associated Press. You know, what is wrong wrong. You know, the world is just going crazy nuts, bananas. Listen, if you have not heard, about 120 people are dead in Seoul, Korea. You know, now listen, let me back it up here. 120 people are dead after Halloween crowd surge in Seoul, Korea. 120 people? At least 100 people were killed and 100 more were injured as they were crushed by a large crowd pushing forward on a narrow street during a Halloween festival in the capital of South Korea. You know, this is madness. This is madness. And listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, honey. I'm telling you, that is something real. I've experienced that one time. I went to a concert one time, and that pushing, it will kill you dead. And, well, we can see that from the news. About 100 people is dead over in South Korea. One time I went to a concert. Listen, you know, everybody back in the day, I was going to see Prince, and it was Prince that was on the ticket. Prince and who else was that? Rick James, and then the Time, Morris Day and the Time. So y'all know how old this, how long ago this was. It was Morris Day and the Time. It was Prince, Sheila E., and Rick James, and Bart. I mean, oh, my God, it was a hot concert, but let me tell you what happened to me. Let me tell you. We were all outside, me and my two cousins. Of course, it was people everywhere. The doors had not open. Now, mind you, this is in the wintertime. It was in the wintertime. And wintertime in Chicago, the doors had not opened up yet. People were everywhere. Me and my cousins is in the thick of the crowd right in the middle, right? They open up the door. I kid you not. They open up the door. And the crowd goes rush right in. You know what happened? I had to pull my feet up off the ground because the crowd was pushing so hard. They carried me right in through the door. You know what happened after we got in the inside? I started going, I thought I was dying. I couldn't even breathe. I could not breathe. I passed out. I fell out. And my cousin went, "What is the matter with you?" And I said, I can't breathe. And I'm telling you, the rush from the crowd, I'm telling you, would be gone instantly. Kabush! Just like a mosquito. It's just like a mosquito on somebody's arm, and you go pat, and the mosquito is what? The mosquito is dead. So it's the same thing with a crowd rushing in when there's a festival or a concert. I am telling you, it is no joke. The pressure from the crowd, because it squeezes all the air out of you, and you're just gone just like that. And so I am telling you, it is the worst thing in the world to experience. So listen, you know, it's just something. Let's get into this music, baby, because, listen, independent artists Aaron Knight and Taylor J got some hearts in here, my darlings. So listen, I'm going to kick it on off with artist Taylor J, Past Life. This is a hot song. She got some hot vocals. I mean, she is jamming on it on this song. Y'all, check this out. This is Past Life. Check it out.
I've been searching. It's on the tip of my fingers. I'm certain. I feel it from a premonition, intuition. I'm doing my best to explain. What would you say if you could go back to a moment that never happened? Or if your soul was tied to somebody, shouldn't I know? Met you in a past life. Met you in a past life.
artist Taylor J, Past Life. Strong vocals. I love it. Love it. Really smooth tune. But let me tell you something. Let me give you some information. I want to invite you guys to her website. She got a bad website, honey. Listen. If you want to see a really, really nice website, Taylor Jade has a really nice website. Her name is spelled TaylerJade.com. TaylerJade.com. TaylorJade.com. Once again, it's TaylerJade.com. TaylorJade.com. Listen, she is an American pop and R&B singer, songwriter, and personality brand. Her debut dual single released on February 12th. 2021 under her own label, Jade Entertainment. The song climbed to the top 40 Billboard Indicator chart alongside the biggest artists in the world. Let me tell you something. Also, I want to get back to this. I want you guys to take a look at her website. I want to invite you to look at her site because the site is the bomb. Very entertaining. I want you to check it out. She has a lot to offer on her website. Music, videos. It is a whole experience. Now, this is what I'm talking about. You know, I talk about millionaire music all the time, and this is it. This is it because Taylor Jade has the right idea, and she is going somewhere, right? She is going somewhere with her music. It is the bomb. She's not coming to play. She is serious about her craft. And this is what I'm saying. You know, she is a great example of what it is to be serious about your craft. She gives you the whole experience of her world on her website, and I love it. She's got a music. She has a video. She has conversation, and she has some dedications, some cover songs. It is phenomenal. If you click, it has a House of Jade. It'll take you to that. It'll take you to the feed, her community, activity, Jade's World, videos, purpose. Now, let's take a little shortcut. Let's see what the purpose. Now, when you click on the purpose, you get an opportunity to see and read about her mission and childhood hunger. I love this. Come on here, up in here. So welcome to the House of Jade, and thank you for becoming a community member. Here at the House of Jade, we view our global community differently. We are more than just music and videos. We are here to build each other up. Hallelujah. Boy, that is delicious. That is awesome. That is awesome. We are here to build each other up, share our struggles and successes, grow together and individually. Dance, laugh, smile, sing, and if given a chance, we will change the world together. Oh, yes, a purpose-driven artist with a purpose-driven community, changing the world one kid at a time. Say no more. I'm telling you that is it right there. That is awesome and phenomenal. Listen, I want you guys to go to her website. It's taylorjade.com, and the song you just heard is Past Life. She is phenomenal. Not only is she an artist, she is a phenomenal person. You know, and I was talking the other day about having character and personality. It's inside. So listen, she has a great insight, and it's showing on the outside. So she cares. She is connected to the community, and you got to be connected. You got to have a purpose and a mission in life, and she has that, and that is phenomenal, phenomenal. Listen, up next is independent artist Aaron Knight. I'm telling you, he got some vocals on him. He really do. He's an awesome entertainer. He really is, and I really enjoy his music as well. Aaron Knight. So listen, he got a song, honey, I want y'all to hear. It's called Be Patient. Y'all check this out. It is a phenomenal, it's like a hug. You're getting a hug from God. So listen to this song and enjoy the hug from Aaron Knight through this song, Be Patient. Take a listen.
I'm trying it all.
You know, and I was saying the other day, we do. We have to be patient with one another. And if you're in a relationship, of course, you know what makes a relationship last? When you are patient with your partner. Because, of course, every day is not the same. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. You're going to have iffy days. And you're not always going to feel the same every day. And so when you're in a relationship, you got to be patient with one another. You know, and if it's not a good time to talk or whatever, maybe your partner wants to talk with you about something and you're really not in the mood for it, you know, just tell them, you know, I just need a little time right now. And so when they say that, give them a little time and just be patient. And so Aaron Knight, he's an incredible artist. And so in this song, Be Patient, we can learn a lot from that song. We really can. So listen, you know, things go a whole lot better when we be patient with one another. When you don't have patience, honey, listen, it is an accident waiting to happen. It is a crash waiting to happen when you are not patient with one another. And so he puts it very perfectly within that song, Be Patient. You guys, listen, I am pretty much out of time. It's been a sound cold blast. And y'all know I get to come back later on today and do it all over again with Aaron Knight and Taylor Jade, baby. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. In the special words of Don Caniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.